While Washington debates giving legal status to the country's estimated 11 million illegal immigrants, over 4 million people are already waiting abroad to come to the U.S. WNYC's Marilla Ivorak reports on how one family has dealt with years of separation.
Eight senators, Republicans and Democrats, are right now discussing the upcoming immigration reform. Many details still need to be hammered out. But there is a growing consensus that illegal immigrants will get work permits if a comprehensive immigration reform bill is passed. To get green cards, however, they'll need to wait.
And then we will have a process where they'll have to wait at the end of the line.
Make sure that the hundreds of people that come to our offices every year, whose relatives from all around Latin America and the world are waiting in line to legally come here, we have to be fair to them.
And then going to the back of the line behind all the folks who are trying to come here legally. That's only fair.
Senators Menendez and Rubio and President Obama have time after time said illegal immigrants will get a chance to get green cards, but only after those who have already applied and are waiting abroad to receive their green cards. A person familiar with the negotiations in the Senate says it could take 11 years to get to that point. Politicians want to emphasize immigrants here illegally won't be able to cut in front of those who have played by the rules. People like 49-year-old Celis Vignal.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
It's morning in Paterson, New Jersey, and Vignal is calling her daughter, Elizabeth, who lives in Jamaica. She asked us to use her middle name.
Oh, you're working on the road today?
It's their first call of the day. They'll talk again in the afternoon, because next to seeing each other once a year, when Vignal goes to Jamaica, this is the only way they can keep in touch. The mother and daughter have been separated for almost 15 years. Vignal came to the U.S. in 1999, when her daughter was a teenager. Elizabeth is 30 now.
No, don't worry, it's not anything. I'm just saying hi to you.
After spending 2 years in the U.S., Vignal got her green card through a provision of the federal law for victims of domestic abuse. She filed an application to get a green card for her daughter. They came close to being reunited. But by 2005, when Elizabeth went for an interview in the U.S. Embassy in Kingston, she turned 21 and had aged out. She was no longer eligible for a green card on that application.
All right, then if you're busy, go ahead. We'll talk later. Okay, love you. Okay.
Vignal went on to become a citizen in 2006. Since then, Elizabeth, now eligible for a green card as an adult, unmarried child of a U.S. citizen, has been waiting in Jamaica to join her mother. Vignal describes these years as difficult.
Even if I finish talking to her on the phone, it doesn't matter how much I love you. I said, oh, she loved me. You know, you get off the phone, you know, your stomach don't feel the same because, you know, she can't come and live with you, you know, as a family.
Elizabeth has also made sacrifices. She says she has one foot in Jamaica, the other continuously waiting to step on U.S. ground.
I don't think about marriage. I don't think about kids and other long-term commitments because I really don't want to jeopardize the fact that she's filing her name.
Elizabeth is just one of over 4 million people already waiting in lines. Some are sons and daughters of U.S. citizens like her. Others are spouses of green card holders. And then there are those who are sponsored by employers for green cards. All of them have different wait times, from a few to over 20 years. But immigration advocates like Melissa Chua, an attorney at the New York Legal Assistance Group, say this shouldn't mean immigrants who are here illegally should have to wait until all lines are cleared.
People who are living here undocumented already have significant ties and maybe even paying taxes already, and so making significant contributions to the communities that they live in here in the United States already.
The bipartisan framework for immigration reform clearly states that no one who has violated America's immigration laws will receive preferential treatment ahead of those who have followed the letter of the law. Meanwhile, Celis Vignal says she goes to sleep hoping that her daughter will be able to join her sometime soon.
Every night I go to bed like I dream, and sometimes I have nightmare thinking of praying, you know, the hoping to God, you know, that she will come this time.
Visa bulletins posted online give them some comfort that Elizabeth's application might be approved this year. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ivorek.